Even Yerushalmi, Kosmat Even Bavli, Daf Mem Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Zayin on the base, 9 lines up from the foot of the page. Hananya ben Achi Yerushua. Hananya ben Achi Yerushua, Aime, Kol Ayayim, Hayudonim, Elu Keneged Elu, Achiba, Achi Abba, Vichri Beinem, Vihifkin Shte Halacha Kuba Gamliel, Kuba Loza Ben Azaria, Vesfina, Kuba Yerushua, Kuba Kiva, Vidir Asar. Hananya ben Achi Yerushua, the nephew of Yeshua, says, the entire day they were debating with each other until my uncle, Rabbi Yeshua, came and resolved between them and enacted the halacha for Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria regarding a boat, and their father Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva regarding a deer or sahar. Ma ben sahar, ma ben sfina. What's the difference between a sahar and a boat? Chavaya amru sfina mifneshi mechitzoteh oilois ima. The Talmidim answered that a boat is different because its mechitzos go with it means he's in the mechitzas in which he was shavus. Amu bizeva mekem sha'oikrin oisa medalad amas elu v'noisim oisa medalad amas elu. The second answer is from bizeva, since a boat is uprooted from these four amas and put in these four amas, even when he walks, he doesn't cause himself to leave his four amas because the boat would have removed him even had he stood still. Manasim ben yahin. What's the difference between these two answers? Emaisa achsadra. The first answer is that if the boat was like an achsadra, which is not surrounded by walls, according to the Talmidim it's forbidden, according to Rizera it's permitted. Im haya hayam galani avdaitoin de chavaya, shisei muta avdaitoin de rizera asa. The second answer is that if the sea was calm, the boat is not constantly entering another four amas, according to the Talmidim it's permitted, according to Rizera it's prohibited. Should say the Amr Rabbi Zera Masnisa Amakein Abba Amr Sha'omru, should say Tchum. Rabbi Zera said earlier that we learn from this Baisa, which he distinguishes a boat from a Sar, that the four Amas that they said are a Tchum, therefore was stringent in a boat only when it goes slowly, and through walking he would uproot himself from his Tchum. And now we come to the next mission, Halacha Beis. Pam Achas Venichasu Lanamel. Once the boat didn't enter the port until dark, which is Friday night, they asked Rabbi Gamliel if they may get off. Gamliel says, you're permitted because I saw that we were within the Tchum before dark. Gamliel had a metsufis with which he could use to gauge horizontal distance. The tube held rigidly at a small angle below horizontal, so he would see what is 2,000 amas away. If he saw land, it shows that they were within the Tchum. Why did Gamliel say we were within the Tchum before dark? Even if it was after dark, is this not the Gamliel who permits one who was brought to a deer or sahar? And the port is no worse. Tepato she'e ben amel yoise nebeis sosayim. You say, Oy shulay yu mechitzas kavoyis asora, Oy shayu put sais yoise me eser Oy shahoya. You say, Oymed keneged Oymed uports keneged poets. The answer is that the case is that the port was more than beis asayim, so it wasn't hukaf ladir, it wasn't surrounded for living purposes, or the walls were not 10 tefachim tall, or there were breaches more than 10 amas, or there was Oymed solid, opposite solid, and breach opposite breach. When they carry an adir or sa in such a case, they were permitted only because they were within the Tchum before dark. They were permitted even if not all of these were fulfilled.